Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
This morning, criminal barristers around the country have withdrawn their services. This is the first of 3 days of action planned for this month. Protests are taking place at 16 courthouses nationwide where criminal cases were due to be heard today. Victims' groups said the court delays will severely impact them in their wait for justice. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell is outside the courthouse on Washington Street in Cork City for us this morning. So what's happening there, Brian? Set the scene for us.
Yes, good morning, Claire. I'm just here on the steps of the courthouse on Washington Street in Cork City, and up to about 50 barristers, mostly criminal barristers, were standing outside here for the past hour. And they are protesting with signs, really putting it back on the government, saying it's time for action, the ball is in your court. And as you said, it's one of 16 courthouses where protests are taking place. Criminal barristers have withdrawn services today, and this follows a recommendation from the Council of the Bar of Ireland last month. The issue centres around FIMPI cuts, which were applied, as we know, across the public sector during the downturn. And criminal barristers say they haven't been fully restored, unlike other sectors. So the protest by criminal barristers here will be followed by actions on Monday next, and again on July 24th. And we had a day of action last October, and the barristers would say there's been no meaningful engagement since then. They're saying essentially cuts of between 28 and 60% in fees were brought in between 2008 and 2011, and that the link between barristers' pay and public sector agreements was broken, they say, in 2008. And in real terms, they feel their incomes are down more than 40%, so back to 2002 levels. And this is why they say two-thirds of criminal barristers leave after just 6 years. And as I said, I'm outside the courthouse on Washington Street here. Protests also underway at the Criminal Courts of Justice in Dublin today and in 16 courthouses nationwide. A little earlier, Claire, I spoke to some of those protesting here today, including well-known senior counsel Tom Creed.
We are here today because we have had cuts to our fees back in 2009, 2010 on two occasions, and subsequently in 2011 there was a further cut in fees, and at the time it was indicated by the government that this was a requirement because the economy was in bad shape. We accepted that with good grace. In 2016, when the FIMPI cuts were being abated, we sought to have our cuts abated also. And unfortunately, the Department of Public Expenditure didn't engage with us. We protested in October, and we did that out of frustration, because it's not in our nature to withdraw services. We are very mindful in the criminal courts that there are victims of crime. There are jury members who give of their time for do their civic duty. So we're very mindful of that. But it is out of pure frustration and want of fairness that we had to withdraw services.
And I know there's a figure in real terms. Criminal barristers are saying that income is down some 40% back to 2002 levels. Mm. There has been a partial restoration. Indeed, it was a commitment in January this year. So you feel there's a way to go yet?
The 10%... was reflective of the 10% reduction in October 2011. That 10% was only applied to the legal aid budget. It wasn't applied across the board in the civil service. That extra cut has been given back to us. We are still subject to the FIMPI cuts. Everybody else within the criminal justice system, the judges, state solicitors, have had the FIMPI cuts abolished, but we haven't.
And your issue as well was the decoupling, if you like, of your pay, which had been linked to public sector pay agreements.
Yes, that was the first thing to go in 2008. And it was a simple inflation-proof situation. If inflation rose by 1.5% in line with a certain branch in the civil service, we would get 1.5%. That was the first thing to go, and we want that restored as well.
So that's Tom Creed there. I know, Brian, you spoke to some others, but obviously today is going to have an impact on the sittings themselves. And we need to be mindful, too, that victims may have their day in court adjourned because of all of this.
Yes, and what the court service has said is that it's open to each court and judge to adjourn a matter to a separate date. But they did confirm there are no Central Criminal Court matters listed for today. So that would include murder and rape trials, for example. The victims group ADVIC said they understand the role criminal barristers play in the justice system, but that delays and these strikes will severely impact crime victims. Many victims, they point to the fact, face long wait times for their cases to be heard, and delays will only deepen their trauma and anxiety. They urge all parties to consider the impact of the actions on victims, and they call on the government and the Council of the Bar of Ireland to engage in constructive dialogue. And in terms of the Department of Justice, who obviously have a big role to play here, they say that crisis era reductions should be restored, and the minister undertook to make progress on criminal legal aid in the budget last, and the minister did that, secured 9 million to provide for a 10% increase in criminal legal aid fees. That comes into effect, or it did come into effect, on the 1st of January. They're committed to engaging, to ongoing dialogue. They're meeting and they're going to continue to meet to try and reform criminal legal aid. Now, of the likely impact, as you refer to, Claire, that this may have on victims today and on juries who are due in court with cases, for example, that may have to be adjourned, I asked some of those protesting to respond to this. So first up, we're going to hear from Junior Counsel Alan O'Dwyer, and we're also going to hear from Junior Counsel Paula McCarty. And this is some of what they told me here outside the courthouse on Washington Street in Cork.
We're frustrated at the situation that's pertaining in relation to criminal legal aid. This is not looking for an increase in pay. This is restoration of cuts which were agreed to in a time of economic crisis.
And how much do you estimate your earnings are down then?
People that are starting at the bar and they're coming into criminal practice, the level of the pay that's there, which is correlating to the amount of work that you have to put into a case, the amount of hours, that is not sustainable. And as a result, people are leaving within a very short period of time before they reach even a 5-year period because they cannot sustain the level of pay that they were getting.
Can you give me an example?
If you're dealing with a situation, if a case, for example, if it is an assault case and that case is going to be fully contested, that case is going to run before a jury for approximately 3 to 4 days. You will have a book of evidence, you will have disclosure, you will have, which is also an electronic disclosure, and you will have to go through that, you'll have to research the legal issues. There could be weeks of work involved in that before you ever actually run the physical case in front of a jury. So you could be spending up to 20, 30 hours of manpower on that before you ever get in the door. And the brief fee then in relation to a criminal case when you go in, before October last year, was €1,144 before you actually pay your tax. If you broke that down to per hour, I would be afraid to know what that figure would be. I would say it's probably less than minimum wage.
You mentioned victims there, and some of the victims groups have been out this morning saying this will impact on victims today, that justice delayed is justice denied. It's difficult enough to get a slot, if you like, in the courts. How do you respond to that?
We are not here to persecute victims, or we don't want to put them out. We don't want to be in a situation where they are not getting justice, and we don't want them to have justice denied going forward. And if it's the case that the criminal legal aid system is not sustainable, there's not going to be barristers coming through the system. You're not going to have new junior counsel or new senior counsel staying at it. And then in the long term, that will be justice denied and justice delayed because they won't have the availability of counsel to deal with it. And that is a big issue.
The reason I'm here today, it's not about me individually, it's not about Tom or Paul individually, it's about young barristers coming into the system who trained very hard in college, trained hard in King's Inns, and unfortunately what we're seeing is 2/3 of young barristers getting to their 5th or 6th year. The money isn't there, it's not sustainable for them to continue in their chosen career as a criminal barrister. What we want to see, there was a commitment by government in October of last year to commit to engaging with us with regards to the restoration of fees and an independent review of that, and we haven't seen that. We're here today because of government inaction, and we've had to take this action because of that.
Now, ultimately, Brian, this may come down to money, and you did ask the government if they're going to meet those demands being called for by the criminal barristers.
Yeah, I've been asking the Department of Public Expenditure since yesterday, did they have a statement to make, and were they going to comment on the calls for the barristers to have what they say are the FIMPI era cuts reinstated, the payments reinstated. And I just, in the last couple of minutes, I've got a statement from the Department of Public Expenditure, and they point to the fact, they say it should be noted that the legal professionals operating under the criminal legal aid scheme, so this would be criminal barristers, are not public servants. They say the fees for the scheme are a matter for the Minister for Justice justice, and the fee rates that apply were not changed during FIMPI legislation. They say in relation to professional fees, the Act provides relevant ministers with the authority to set and vary fees. It's the responsibility of the relevant sector to ensure measures in relation to pay and pensions and fees provided for under legislation are correctly administered. I mean, that's drawn a bit of a reaction, I can tell you, from barristers around me here. They would feel while technically the cuts were not FIMPI cuts, they were certainly brought in under the umbrella of FIMPI and they were in line with the FIMPI cuts that many in the public sector experienced.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Brian O'Connell there reporting from outside the courthouse on Washington Street in Cork City.